Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting second. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting third. The right fielder, George Hendrick. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rico Cardi. Batting fifth. The DH, Frank Robinson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Charlie Spikes. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Ellis. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jack Broemer. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Rick Harrison. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting third. The first baseman, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The DH, Darren Johnson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Ken Henderson. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Bucky Dent. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Jerry Hairston. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Bill Stein. Batting ninth. The catcher, Brian Downing. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jim Cott. And now, play ball. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a pop-up towards the mound. Cott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell strikes out. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a fly ball into left field. Hairston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May takes first base on ball four. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes May. The throw from Ellis and he is safe. May steals second. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, in back of first. Broemer settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Broemer. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson takes first base on ball four. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brouwer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Henderson moves to second. One out. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Henderson scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing takes first base on ball four. Hairston moves to second. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-1 in the game. Kelly hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hendrick, who is chasing the ball. Kelly reaches third base with a triple. Hairston scores. Downing goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, White Sox. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-1 in the game. Horta hits a fly ball into right field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Horta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Brouwer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brouwer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Horta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-1 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, May hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harrison fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Ellis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Henderson takes first base on ball four. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0-for-1 in the game. Dent hits a fly ball into right field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0-for-1 in the game. Hendrick hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kelly. Hendrick reaches second base with a double. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardi hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hairston. Cardi reaches second base with a double. Hendrick scores. It's 3-1, White Sox. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Hairston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0 for 1 in the game. Spikes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Orta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 0 for 1 in the game. Stein hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Downing hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell juggles the ball. That's an error on Bell. Stein moves to second. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Kelly hits a fly ball into left field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 0 for 2 in the game. Orta hits a fly ball into right field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0 for 1 in the game. Ellis hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, White Sox. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0 for 1 in the game. Brohmer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Downing settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 2 in the game. Manning is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes May. The throw from Ellis and he is out, Brohmer applying the tag. One out. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Henderson hits a pop-up towards first. Cardi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Hairston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stein fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cardi hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 3, White Sox, 3. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stein fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0 for 2 in the game. Dent hits a fly ball into left field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hairston hits a fly ball into left field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stein hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harrison fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0 for 2 in the game. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Ellis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is 0 for 2 in the game. Broemer takes first base on ball 4. Ellis moves to second. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Duffy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ellis scores. Broemer moves to second. It's 4-3, Indians. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 3 in the game. Manning hits a pop-up towards short. Dent settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 3 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Broemer trying to get to home. Hairston throws the ball into Downing, who tags Broemer, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Duffy moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Alan Ashby now catching. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Downing strikes out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Kelly hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 4, White Sox, 4. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 3 in the game. Horta hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hendrick. Horta reaches second base with a double. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. May hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Spikes. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Horta scores. It's 5-4, White Sox. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. with 2 walks. Henderson is walked intentionally. Jackie Brown now pitching. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0 for 3 in the game. Dent strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Hendrick is called out on strikes. 1 out. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cardi hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dwayne Kuiper pinch runs for Rico Cardi. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kuiper moves to second. Dave Hamilton now pitching. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0 for 3 in the game. Spikes hits a fly ball into left field. Hairston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kuiper moves to third. 2 outs. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Downing to Orta covering second. The throw back to home, and Kuiper is out at the plate. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Boog Powell now playing first base. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hairston hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stein hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-4, White Sox. Pete Varney pinch hits for Brian Downing. Pete Varney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Varney strikes out. 2 outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 2 for 4 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Kelly strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Pete Varney now catching. Niles Nyman now playing left field. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops it up and throws to first, with Hamilton covering, for the out. 1 out. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Brohmer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kelly. Brohmer reaches second base with a double. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Duffy takes first base on ball 4. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Varney for a passed ball. Brohmer moves to third. Duffy moves to second. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 4 in the game. Manning strikes out. 2 outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stein fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.